The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And can't quite say early Merry Christmas to you because you still got another game in addition to this one. But the Lady Hawks back home at the Hawks Nest getting ready to take on the Connell Lady Eagles. Lady Hawks are 2-3 overall. Facing Connell team that's 2-4 overall, and more importantly, both these teams, they are still both looking for their first league win. College Place at 0-3 in league play, Connell at 0-4 in league play, and Connell kind of shorthanded like we've seen us in the past. They're only bringing 8 women to the court, and we also have Santa on the court. He's handing out candy canes, and Santa also might have given the College Place Lady Hawks an early Christmas present. We'll talk about that after this break, as well as break down our last game against Cashmere and what is coming up. Of course, I have the SCAC scoreboard, SCAC standings, and the starting lineups, and the opening tip-off and all the actions. Your pregame here at the Hawks Nest. Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Connell Lady Eagles. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Connell Lady Eagles, and both of these teams still looking for their first league win. Both teams won their first two preseason games, but then they've gone 0 for in conference play. Lady Hawks going 0-3. Connell going 0-4. And most recently, College Place, rather, hosted Cashmere last Saturday and unfortunately fell to the tune of 66-25. Getting outscored 13-2 in the first quarter, 28-7 in the second quarter, opening to a 41-9 halftime deficit for us. We were simply unable to come back from. The Lady Hawks never came out in the third quarter in the game with a little bit on fire, outscored Cashmere 18-11, but then we got shut out in the fourth quarter. Unable to put down a field goal. Lady Hawks led by 6 points from Ellie Anders and 10 points from Charlie Amick, and seven of those points coming in the third quarter. But as mentioned, Lady Hawks getting completely blanked in the fourth quarter. Connell, again, mentioned 0-4. Let's see. Take a look at the schedule they played this week. That's right. On Tuesday, they went to Zilla. No, they were at home, rather, against Zilla, and Zilla treated them shabbily, as Zilla is tends to do, beating Connell 68-29. And last week, Connell got butchered by Wapato on Tuesday, 73-20. Got beaten closely by Cashmere, however, 39-31. So this is a Cashmere team that devastated us, but on Friday struggled with Connell. And then last Saturday, Royal beat Connell handily in Royal City, 69-38. So if that Cashmere score is any indication, I mean, you can't talk about community property because the games always have to be played on the court and not on paper. But that would seem, given how easily Cashmere seemed to dispense with us, it might seem we'd have trouble with the Lady Eagles. But again, that third quarter, we were playing a different brand of basketball and we were making Cashmere work for everything. So if we had four quarters together like that, it's conceivable that we could have played the Bulldogs close as well. I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag right now. I had mentioned that Santa is in the house and he's been giving out candy canes to people, and he may have given the Lady Hawks an early Christmas present. Connell's out there with eight girls on the court, and that is all we've had out there since Raheema Durand injured her shoulder 2 weeks ago. But we have a ninth player on the court, and it's not Raheema. Raheema is still on the bench. Warming up out there is a familiar redhead, now a senior. Lou Weaver is out there warming up. She is not in the starting lineup, but she is on the roster. She will be on the bench. She's sporting a sleeve running up the entire length of her left leg. Presumably that is the knee that she injured this last summer. But I've been watching her warm up. She's been able to move laterally. There is no hitch in her giddy up. It may simply be a case of she's actually been cleared to play, but conditioning may not necessarily have caught up. But I talked to our scorekeeper, and she told me that Miss Weaver is available off the bench. So maybe that early Christmas present come before New Year's. It'd be great to have the captain point guard and Lou Weaver coming off the bench this evening. We'll see if that comes to fruition. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings and, of course, the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action here as the Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on Connell here at home. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest. Lady Hawks getting ready to take the court against the Connell Lady Eagles. Real quick, let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Wapato atop at 5-0, 6-0 overall, followed by Cashmere and Natchez Valley, both at 3-0. Natchez Valley 6-0 overall. And then Zilla at 2-0, 3-1 overall. Royal finally played last week. They are 1-1. Kybee, and they'll be our opponent in Benton City tomorrow. They're at 1-3, 5-3 overall. And then College Place at 0-3, Connell, and poor Waluke at 0-4. Waluke at 0-6. They have not won now in a couple years. Briefly, let's take a look at the schedule from last week. As mentioned last Tuesday, Kybee beat Waluke 63-29, and Wapato manhandled Connell 73-20. On Thursday, Royal manhandled Riverside 71-14. On Friday, Cashmere eked out an 8-point win against Connell, and Natchez Valley beat Kybee. Last Saturday, Zilla destroyed Waluke in Mattawa 80-15. Wapato beat Kybee 55-38, and Connell lost to Royal in Royal City 69-38, and then Natchez Valley went to Gowichi and beat up on the poor Highland Scotties to the tune of 50-3. Earlier this week, we did have action on Tuesday. Natchez Valley also went to Mattawa and beat up on the Lady Warriors 69-13. Man, the Lady Warriors struggling. Zilla beat Connell, as mentioned earlier in the broadcast, 68-29. And Cashmere beat Kybee in Benton City just by 9. 42-33, and then Wapato remain undefeated. They beat a Royal team in Wapato 62-51. So Wapato, like I mentioned, standing atop the heap in the SCAC. We're going to take another break as we're going to have the CP band once we get the flag down, and it is being slow in coming down, but we're going to be honoring the flag, so we'll take another break, and then when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action here as Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Connell Lady Eagles here at home. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest and getting ready to look at starting lineups. And I was looking at the bleachers across the way. We sit here. The scorer's table is always on the visiting side of the gym. So when we're at home, I've got the visiting fans behind me, but I can see the home fans across from me. And I'm sitting there scanning the bleachers going, where are the Weavers? I have seen the Weavers come to games here for, gosh, at least 10 years, and I figure, as mentioned in the pregame, Lou Weaver's coming off the bench. She is suited up. She practiced with her teammates, and I'm told that she's available. and can come off the bench. And I was looking for Mr. and Mrs. Weaver in the bleachers and didn't see him. And now I see they just now came up. So good. Glad to see the Weavers continuing to support College Place basketball. Connell, as mentioned, they have 8 girls out there. So they've just got three kids coming off the bench. And they are Emily Westrand, a 5'6 sophomore, a 5'9 sophomore, number 22 Kaylee Shaw, and a 5'7 sophomore, number 32 Abigail Morrell. And you'll hear Grayson Tahn coming off the bench for the Lady Hawks, and they announced Lou Weaver, and there was just a little bit more of a cheer there as they're looking forward to seeing her get back on the court. Annie Watson and Carly Ray will also be available off the bench. Raheema Durand is in street clothes with that left shoulder still all braced up. She is going to be unavailable still for the foreseeable future. So let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Connell Lady Eagles, they're going to start a 5'6 senior and number 21 Adrian Knifton. They're going to start a 5'8 sophomore in number 3 Briley Klingler, a 5'5 junior number 4 Montserrat Taibas Carroll, a 5'8 sophomore number 5 Marley Curtis. And rounding things out for Coach Darby Pink is going to be a 5'8 senior number 20 Charlotte Zimmer. And for head coach Julie Hill, well, she's got the same 5 that she's put out there every, frankly, all year. She's going to start the 5'6 senior guard number 1, Charlie Amick. The 5'5 senior point guard number 2, Bertukin Duran. The 5'8 junior number 3, Isla Bryant. The 5'6 senior number 10, Ellie Andrews. And then rounding things out will be the 5'7 sophomore number 21, Emma Niemeyer. Announcing. Yep, they got the last Connell Eagle coming out there. So I had been informed that Miss Weaver was not going to be available until the start of the new year, but happily looks like getting these last two games in against Connell here at home, winless Connell, and then we'll be on the road to Benton City tomorrow, and then we'll be taking a break. We will not play again until January 3rd. Tomorrow we'll go on the road to Benton City, and then we will resume play after the new year, January 3rd, against Cascade of Leavenworth. And that game will be back here at home with an unusual start time of 1:30. But we will talk about that more during the Kai B game tomorrow. So they've taken the refs' coats, and Connell in their road blacks with purple and white trim, breaking their final huddle for a final consultation with their head coach, Darby Pink. And now the Lady Hawks out in their home whites, taken to the court. Lady Hawks will be moving from left to right, and Ayala Bryant will step in as we're waiting for the Lady Eagles to come back out. Now they've broken, and they are coming out. And so Bryant will be going up against, this looks to be Marley Curtis, the 5'8 sophomore. So the ref has the ball. There's the whistle, and the ball gets double-tipped into the backcourt to Duran. She quickly goes up court to Emma Niemeyer on the left wing. Emma now wants to drive baseline. She manages to drive down. Her lay-in is too strong. Bryant is there for the offensive rebound and putback. That shot was no good, but quickly, Bryant earns herself a trip to the charity stripe, having been fouled by Charlotte Zimmer. That'll be her first personal. It's just underway. 10 seconds in, no score, but Ayala Bryant is up there at the charity stripe. And gives us a 1-0 lead. Winless College Place in league against winless Connell, also in league. Both teams won their 2 pre-conference games. Bryant's second free throw swirls in and out, no good. And Knifton will sky for the rebound. She will then hand off to Curtis, who comes up with Durand all over her. Now feeding, I believe that's to Carroll. Carroll takes a couple dribbles to the top and then feeds on the left to Curtis for 3. That's an air ball that should go out of bounds, and it does. 7:31 to go in the first quarter, just underway. Lady Hawks up 1-0, and the Eagles will press. And Bryant looking for some odds. She's going to have to call timeout. Finally, she'll go. Oh, now they're going to call 5 seconds. They waited too long. So the Eagles press and force us into a turnover. We have to find a way to get on top of that. So Klingler will take it out baseline. under the College Place bucket. And she's having trouble getting it in. She finally gets it into Caro in the corner and wants to go back down low to Klinger. Ball's going to be tipped, stolen by Emma Niemeyer. And Emma will bring it up. So we turn the ball over, but no damage done as Emma now trying to drive past Zimmer, gives on the left wing to Charlie, who gets a three block, but then she gets her own rebound, drives left lane, and lays it up and in. Charlie Amick with our first field goal of the game, and then Ayala Bryant ties up Molly Curtis, and we got a jump ball. Possession arrow, however, favoring Connell. 7:05 to go in the first, and we're going to have a timeout on the court with the Lady Hawks up 3-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
3-0 on a Connell team that fought Cashmere, lost only by 8 earlier in the week as they inbound to Klingler, and she'll now feed to Caro, who will take it across the timeline. The Hawks are pressing all the way. Caro dribbling out towards center circle, now gives on the right wing to Curtis. Curtis goes down low to Zimmer, now back out to Caro, now swing around on the left to Klingler. Sorry, that's Kniveton. Now swing to Curtis. Curtis dribbling out now to Caro on the left wing. Can't get the three up. Dribbles top of the key. Feed to Curtis for a long three. Now that was two. They're going to say Curtis hit the two as the buzzer expired. So this time the ball gets into Emma Niemeyer. And then dribbling in the backcourt. Now she's going to bring it up, go up court to Duran, who's going to drive down. Oh, wants to go cross court to Charlie Amick, and the pass too hot. So the Lady Hawks turn the ball over. 6:15 to go in the first. Lady Hawks up 3-2. And the Hawks will press the inbound. Zimmer in the corner. Gets it down low to Klingler. Klingler now up court to Zimmer, who got away with a carry. She'll turn around and feed Curtis on the left wing. Then a driving Caro's lay-in is too strong. And Klingler, however, is there for the offensive rebound and putback. And it is 4-3 Connell. As Duran will quickly bring it up. Gets chased down by Curtis. Feeds on the left wing to Niemeyer. Wanting to dribble in. Feeds out to Bryant. Drives into the key. Kicks in the corner to Amick. Down low to Bryant. And they're going to call a foul on Adrian Kniveton. It's going to be a foul on the floor. Kniveton will pick up her first personal. That's the second team foul. Checking in for the Eagles, Emmalyn Westrand, 5'6 sophomore, will check in and spell Caro. So Ellie Andrews will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Hawks trail 4-3, 5:47 to go here in the first. Ellie in the corner to Niemeyer. Emma with Kniveton on her, now dribbles around, feeds on the top to Charlie. Charlie wants to drive into the key. She'll kick out in the corner to Bryant, pulls up for three, it hits! Ayala Bryant! With the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, and it's 6-4 College Place. Zimmer traveled. Yes, indeed. Bryant and Ellie Andrews are harassing her coming up the court, and they force the turnover. Kaylee Shaw, the 5'9 sophomore, will come in and spell Zimmer. So Andrews will take it out right in front of Coach Hill. And, oh, running out of time, now gives up to Bryant. And Bryant now quickly is going to come up, feeds cross court. No! Too hot for Emma Niemeyer, and we turn the ball over again. Yeah, we're getting two-on-one breaks, but our passes are not crisp. Or maybe they're too crisp. As Klingler will take it out far corner. Now wants to go up court to Westrand, who's being chased by Ellie Andrews. Westrand's shot is too strong. Kniveton Arva come down with the rebound, who then feed. Nope, that shot is no good. Tip rebound. That's going to be brought down again by Kniveton. Keep giving the ball up. To 11, down low to, that was Zimmer. No, that shot was too strong. And finally, Bryant comes down with a rebound. Has it stolen by Klingler. She goes up, ends up going, that's no good. Gets her own rebound, and then Bryant tips it out of bounds. So Connell cannot put the ball away. Our problem is we can't get the rebound. As Westrand will take it out baseline. Gives down low to Curtis, who then dribbles out. She had an easy look at the bucket, but instead, now the pass is going to be tipped. Now then stolen by Durand. I believe Bryant got her hand on the pass. So Durand shaking and baking, feeds to Bryant on the right wing. Bryant now at the top to Charlie. Amick wants to dribble in on Klingler, instead feeds to Ellie Andrews. Now circling around, 13 on the shot clock. Now has the ball stripped, gathers in a dribble. 9 seconds on the shot clock to Charlie, deep on the right wing. 5 seconds, got to get moving. Drives through baseline. Oh, puts it off the rim, no good. It's a good-looking shot as Kaylee Shaw will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed Klingler. And there are no real ball handlers on this Connell team as Knifton has the ball for three. It's off the side of the rim, no good. And then we're going to have a jump ball with Durand and Zimmer. Zimmer? No, that was Kaylee Shaw fighting for it. And the possession favors the Lady Hawks. 4:09 to go in the first. Lady Hawks up 6-4. And here comes Lou Weaver. You can hear a cheer from the crowd as she's going to spell him and Emeyer. Bryant will now take it out baseline. And again, we're getting this press and tosses the ball immediately to Shaw, who then got pushed by Bertuc and Durand. So Durand will pick up her first personal. And yeah, Bryant, Ayala, get on the court. It's not our ball. As Shaw will take it out baseline. Shaw feeds down to a driving Klingler whose lane is too strong. And Ellie Andrews will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Lou Weaver. And she's going to come up with no hitch in her giddy up. She dribbles down left lane, kicks back out to Durand for three. Back off the back of the rim, no good. And Knifton will come down with the rebound. Feed to Curtis, and Curtis then bring it up, goes up court to Klingler. She can't get the shot off, and she's going to end up giving up. Aaron Pass is going to feed Lou Weaver, who's on the break. She's got two people in pursuit, and her lane is no good, but she got fouled. Lou Weaver to the charity stripe. Having been fouled by Knifton, that's her second personal. So Lou Weaver looking for her first points of the season. Lady Hawks 1-for-2 so far this evening. Isla Bryant opened up the festivities. 10 seconds in, and Weaver, nothing but net. Abigail Morell and Montserrat Tiatis Caro checking back in for the Eagles. I think Lou Weaver wasn't happy to get that monkey off of her back. Her second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. And Curtis will come down with the rebound. 7-4, College Place, 3:28. To go in the first, Curtis feeds to Caro on right wing. Now to Curtis, swing around on the left, then feed down to Shaw. Down low, gets tied up for a jump ball. Heads up play. Lou Weaver tying up Shaw for the jump ball. Emmalyn Westrand will take it out baseline. We're going to have a timeout. 3:17 to go here in the first by College Place. And the Lady Hawks up 7-4. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
3:17 to go in the first. Lady Hawks up 7-4. Lou Weaver on the court for the first time this season. As Connell will have the ball out baseline, Westrand with 15 seconds on the shot clock will take it out under the College Place bucket. And she'll feed to Caro on the left wing. Caro then hand back to Westrand for three. It's off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound. It's going to be lost out of bounds off Ellie Andrews. She and Westrand were fighting for it. Carly Ray getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks. So Westrand ends up going to Shaw, then to who? Oh, my goodness gracious. That was Abigail Morell with Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. That swirled halfway down, in and out, and then dropped as Andrews on the left pulls up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Bryant will come down with a rebound, feed Lou Weaver for three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Durand is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good, and then the ball gets lost out of bounds. Bryan almost got a third consecutive. 2:47 to go in the first. We're knotted at seven as Ray will check in and spell Ellie Andrews. Knotted at seven as Westrand will inbound to Curtis, bringing up the right wing. Now she'll go cross court to Morrell. Thinks about a three. Instead, the ball's going to be passed down into the down low, and it ends up being tipped by Durant and then fed to Lou Weaver, who will walk it up. And the redhead now going to be met by Shaw. Gives on the left to Grayson Tan, who's also checked in. Now feed to Ray. Feed back to Durant on the left wing in the corner to Lou Weaver for three. It's going to be long. And scramble for the rebound is going to be brought down by Carroll, who traveled. How can they not call that? And then they turn around and call a foul. Instead, they're going to call a foul on Grayson Tan. That'll be her first personal. So Carroll take it out at the end of her bench. 2:12 to go in the first. We're knotted at seven. As Curtis will take it in the backcourt for Connell. Shadowed by Weaver, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Lou Weaver. That'll be her first of the season. Carroll will take it out far sideline. She'll feed to Morrell deep on the right wing. Now to Curtis at the top. Then on the left to Shaw. Shaw. Now to Westrand. To Curtis on the right to Carroll for three. Carroll! It's the Hank Warden Edward Jones three and gives Connell their biggest lead of the game at 10-7. Does Weaver bring it up? Wants to go into the key. So kick out to Durand, drives baseline, nice move to the bucket from about 10 feet is Bertukin Durand, brought to you by Lou Weaver. And we got a steal on the inbounds. Lou Weaver takes the pass and lays it up and in. Lady Hawks get the lead back, and we're going to steal another inbound. That's going to be Lou Weaver. And Ayala Bryant puts up a long three that is no good, and long rebound by Carroll is going to come down, and Grayson Tan applies the pressure and makes her miss it. She gets her own rebound, then feeds to Weaver, drives into the key, and then has to drive into the corner and ends up getting fouled as Weaver hits the deck, gets up just fine. Call that foul on Carroll, I believe. Oh, foul's on Morrell. Okay. So Weaver will take it out right in front of Connell coach Darby Pink. Zelly Andrews gets ready to check in. And feed to Carly Ray down low. Oh, and she's in trouble. Has the ball stolen by Carroll and then meets it, feeds it to Lou Weaver. So we have a turnover followed by a turnover as Weaver steps up at the free throw line. That shot is no good. Carly Ray comes down with a rebound, and then we end up getting a jump ball. She gets tied up by Westrand. And so Ellie Andrews will check in and spell Ayala Bryant. So Weaver will take it out baseline, and you would not know that she'd been nursing a knee injury. 27 on the shot clock, 1 minute on the game clock. Lady Hawks up 11-10, and we're not getting any movement. Finally, we get it to Grayson Tan, who puts up a quick shot from 12 off the front of the rim. No good. Shaw will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Westrand down the right. No, Curtis down the right wing, rather. Curtis to Carroll on the right wing. Then she dribbles into the key. Scoop shot is no good, and Durand will come down with a rebound. 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. As Andrews will bring it up, feed to Weaver in the right wing. Down low to Carly Ray, who then got bumped by Carroll. So the shot clock's going to go away as Carroll will pick up her. No, that's her first foul. I beg your pardon. Oh, we're going to the free throw line. Carly Ray, yeah, that's the fifth foul of the first quarter. So Carly Ray will go to the line for two. Lady Hawks 2-for-4 so far. Carly's first free throw, yeah, hits that baby, making it 12-10 College Place. Both teams led by as much as three, as Carly Ray can't quite get us back to that point, as Miss and Carroll drags down the rebound. Crosses the timeline, feeds to Morrell for three from the right wing. Off the side of the rim, no good. And then Westrand loses the ball out of bounds. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Lady Hawks up 12-10. And Lou Weaver bringing the ball up. It's her first minutes of the year. She quickly gets double-teamed, but Durand will then pick it up. Feed in the corner to Ellie Andrews. She'll pull up for three, and it was good! Ellie Andrews to the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, and it's the largest lead of the game at 15-10. 7 seconds to go, and Carroll is stuck way deep. Now center circle, Curtis. 2 seconds to go with Lou Weaver all over her, and they're going to run out the clock. The Lady Hawks go on a 7-0 run and take a 9-0 run to end the first quarter. They lead 15-10 after one quarter play. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks lead 15-10 after one quarter play, and I'll tell you what, having Lou Weaver out there immediately opens up the offense. As Curtis will feed to Westrand on the right wing to start the second quarter, and then tried to get the ball down low to Zimmer, and the ball gets tipped, I believe, by Annie Watson, who had checked in. That was playing good defense, was Watson there. As Westrand feeds to Morrell deep in the corner. Now to Zimmer with, live. Watson is all over her. Can't get anything done. Now feed to Westrand. Now to Morrell at the top, thinking about a three. Instead, feed down to Zimmer. Wants to drive into the key. Lost the handle on her dribble. It's going to be picked up by Emma Niemeyer. Because we got our starting five. Nope, with Watson out there, we don't have our starting five out there. Durand has the ball up top. Now she'll feed to Andrews on the right wing. Now to Niemeyer at the top of the key, then drives in, goes up, and they're going to say she got fouled, and she's going to earn her way to the stripe. Hawks 3-for-6 so far as she got fouled by Curtis. That is her first personal. Been to the line three times. Every time we've hit the first, missed the second. And Niemeyer at least continues the trend on the first end. Let's see if she can break the trend on the second end. Boy, Santa's still in his suit out there, and I was talking to Santa earlier this evening, and that suit makes you a little warm. And she breaks it. Emma goes 2-for-2. 17-10 College Place. They're on an 11-0 run right now. They were trailing 10-6 at one point as Curtis gets it across. Now feed to Caro in the right wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. She'll bring it up. She wanted to go up court to Charlie Amick, but Caro stepped in and stole it. And now coming back, Caro comes down the left wing. Shot is too strong, but Curtis is there for the offensive rebound and put back. The 11-0 run is over, and the Lady Hawks are up 17-12. As Durand, working against Curtis, gives it the top of the key. Wants to go down low to Watson, has to sky out to Charlie Amick, swing around to Durand. For a long three, off the back of the rim, no good. And then Andrews ends up going out of bounds, trying to gather it back in. Bradley Klingler to check back in for Connell, and she will spell Abigail Morrell. Lady Hawks trail 10-6, went on an 11-0 run to take a 17-10 lead, and currently leads 17-12 with 6:35 to go in the first half. As Curtis has the ball, feeds to Caro on the right wing, thinks about a three. Wants to go into the key. Ball gets tipped. Westrand's going to drive in with it. That shot doesn't even hit the rim. And Niemeyer will come down with a rebound, then feed Durand. Durand on the right wing to Ellie Andrews with Kaylee Shaw getting rechipped. Finds it, driving Niemeyer. Yes, sir. Right down the right lane goes Emma Niemeyer, brought to you by Ellie Andrews. 19-12 College Place. As Westrand will bring it up, shouted by Andrews. Now to Curtis. Swing on the right to Caro. She'll pull up that right wing three. That's up the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound Then he brought down by Klingler. Swing back out to Carroll. Then puts up a running shot fairly off the side of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds by Emma Niemeyer. As mentioned, Kaylee Shaw will check in. And she will spell Westrand. So Shaw will take it out baseline for the Lady Eagles. Lady Hawks blown out by Cashmere. Connell lost to Cashmere only by 8, but we are taking care of Connell right now by 7. As Curtis has the ball at the top for 3. That shot is no good, but Zimmer is there for the offensive rebound. Feed to Curtis for a left wing 3. That's barely off the front of the rim. And Durand will track down the long rebound. Vertuukan up court to Ellie Andrews. Now dribbles to the right. She'll pull up for 3. Oh, Ellie Andrews is feeling it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones bomb. And the Lady Hawks by 10. 22-12. As Klingler has it in the backcourt. Going to be harassed and then fouled either by Durand or Ellie Andrews. And they're going to say that is on Vertuukan Durand. That'll be her second personal. Ayala Bryant now to check in. And she'll spell Durand. Liking this as Curtis will bring it up. Lou Weaver getting ready to check back in to Carroll. Feeds down low to Zimmer. Gets a high bank shot, no good. But Shaw, the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Watson fights for the rebound and brings it down. She'll now feed Ellie Andrews coming up the right wing. Now get caught up by Shaw. Whoop, wanted to feed Bryant. Stolen by Carroll. Oh, and then Ellie Andrews steps in front of her and almost steals it back. Ball's on the deck. Somehow Andrews comes up with it. And we're going to have a timeout. Heads up play by Ellie Andrews. 4:54 to go in the half. Lady Hawks by 10. 22-12. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks up 22-12. Trailed by 4 at 1 point. They went on an 11-0 run. Take a 17-10 lead, and now they're up 22-12 as Grayson Tahn feeds to Lou Weaver deep on the right wing. Weaver working on Carroll. Spins around, feeds out to Bryant at the top of the arc for 3. Oh, yeah, there it is! Woo! Ayala Bryant with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. We got him doubled up, 25-12 going up court. Ball's going to be lost out of bounds because of the Lady Hawk press. Loving this. Lou Weaver opens up the offense. Ayala Bryan will inbound to Lou Weaver with Lady Hawks up 13. 25-12. On the right wing to Emma Niemeyer with Zimmer coming out on her. Wanted to feed Bryant, and there was a miscommunication there. So we turn the ball over. 4:26 to go in the half. And with about a minute to go in the first quarter, it has been all Lady Hawks as Curtis feeds to Klingler. She'll turn around and pull up for a 12-footer. No good. Bryant will pull down the rebound, and she'll feed to Lou Weaver. Quickly coming up the right wing for Charlie. Charlie Amick behind everybody, brought to you by Lou Weaver. And it's Lady Hawks by 15 as Carroll comes up, goes long to Zimmer into the key, lost the handle on her dribble. They're going to say she got fouled. Yep, that foul's going to be on Bryant. That'll be her first personal. Carly Ray to check in, and she will spell Emma Niemeyer. No. Yep. Well, we got to get somebody off the court because we got 6 girls out there right now. Yeah. All right. Now we're ready. And Abigail Morrell now is going to check in for Carroll and Connell. So Shaw will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. 4 minutes to go in the half. Shaw, running out of time, goes long to Curtis. Swing around to Klingler. And then pass going to be stolen by Amick. She's got Curtis in pursuit, and Charlie can't. She got fouled by Curtis on the way up. Charlie Amick with the steal and the drive. She ended up getting fouled by Curtis. That'll be her second personal. So Charlie Amick now to the line. Lady Hawks 5-for-8 so far this evening. Westrand getting ready to check in for Connell. Lady Hawks made the front end of everything And then we missed that one. So Westrand will spell Curtis. And see if Charlie can't even us up here. Yep, got that one. Lady Hawks 5 for 10 from the line. They're up by 16, 28-12. As Westrand, with some confusion, manages to get the ball to Shaw. Then kicks on the right to, that was Morrell for three. Bank shot ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound, brought down by Connell. I can't see from who. To Westrand at the top for a long three. That shot is no good. Klingler will come down with the rebound. She'll pull up for about eight. That's an air ball. Shaw will come down with the rebound. She ends up, nope, they're going to say she got fouled, I believe, by Grayson Tahn. There's one thing, we're allowing Connell way too many offensive rebounds. As Grayson will pick up her second personal. And that was on the floor, so Westrand will take it out baseline for Connell. And waiting, man, running out of time. Finally goes to Shaw at the top of the key. Puts her shot up the front of the rim, no good. Klingler comes down with the rebound. That putback is no good. Tahn has the rebound stolen by Westrand. And, man, Connell's had like six possessions there. Zimmer drives in, pulls up from 12 and hits. Zimmer with their first bucket of the game. Lady Hawks still have them doubled up at 28-14 as Weaver goes in the corner to Grayson Tahn. He's going to get called for a travel. So Klingler will take it out of the end of her bench and feed to Westrand as the Lady Hawks are going to concede the backcourt now. Coming under 3 minutes to go in the half. Klingler on the left wing, hands off to Westrand. Want to drive in the corner, get cut off by Amick. Drives back up to the top to Morrell for an NBA three. That's barely air ball. Klingler comes down with the rebound, feeds to Zimmer. Can't get the shot off to Westrand on the left. Down low to Klingler. And Klingler managed to hit from under the bucket. That's her second bucket of the game. Lady Hawks by 12, 28-16. Connell on a 4-0 run as Lou Weaver dribbles the ball off her own foot. Going to be stolen by Klingler, and as she comes up the court, Lou Weaver's going to come up behind her and poach it away out of bounds. So Westrand will take it out baseline. Lady Hawks have been on a 13-2 run in here in the second quarter. Many, many offensive rebounds, and Connell on a little 4-0 run as Klingler deep on the right wing wants to go down low to Zimmer. The ball is going to end up being stolen by Bryant. She'll then feed up court to Ray, who then wisely hands off to Lou Weaver. The redhead playing quarterback gives on the right wing to Amick. She'll pull up for two, or three, rather, off the back rim. No good. Bryant will come down with a rebound and feed Carly Ray from the top of the key. That shot ends up being no good. Ray gets her own rebound, feeds to Bryant. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Can't see. Finally, Klingler is going to bring it down. Comes down the right wing. Oh, down low to Shaw, then goes up. Can't make the shot, but she got fouled. As Emma Niemeyer getting ready to check back in. And that foul is going to be, that foul is going to be on Grayson Tahn. That's her third personal. As Shaw will go to the line for two. This is the first trip to for Connell to the stripe. And we're going to have Niemeyer and Ellie Andrews and Annie Watson all check in. Oh, and Patukin Durand. As Shaw managed to hit that first. And Carly Ray is going to be the only one who stayed. Nope, I take it back. Charlie Amick's going to be the only one who stays out there. Lady Hawks been up by 16. They've had it shaved to 11 as Shaw makes a 10. She's 2 for 2, making 28-18. As Andrews will bring it up. On the left wing to Emma Niemeyer. Niemeyer now dribbling a bit, now goes on the right wing. She'll pull up on the left wing for three. Oh, Emma Niemeyer, they're going to say it's a with two, but we'll take it. 30-18 College Place as Westrand feeds to Klingler. Klingler now gets tied up by Durand, still maintaining her dribble, dribbles to the top. Still has her drive. She doubled. I was going to say that had to be a carry. Yeah. Caro and Curtis to check back in for Connell as Klingler and Morrell will go to the bench. 30-18 College Place. 1:15 to go in the half. Durand will bring it up. Durand on the right wing, Danny Watson. Watson feeding down low to a driving Niemeyer, and then she wanted to go down to Duran, instead fed it straight to Carroll. And then we're going to have a foul coming up the court, I believe, on Duran. Yep. That? I have that as Bajukin's third personal. Do I have that right? Yeah, I do, because Ayala Bryant quickly is going to check in and keep Duran rather from getting in any more trouble with 1 minute to go in the half. Oh, and we're shooting. Okay, so Caro's going to go to the line for two, and the Eagles are 2 for 2 so far. They sent shot of the line on the prior possession, and she went 2 for 2. So Caro with 3 points. She hit one bomb in the first quarter. Very deliberate up there. Nothing but net, but on the wrong side of the rim. And the College Place student faithful letting her have it. Kind of standard practice in the SCAC. The student sections will punish the other team for an air ball, so Carroll will try again. And this one she swirls in and out, no good, as Bryant comes down with the rebound, goes onto the deck, and somehow feeds it to Andrews. Heads up play by the junior. As Andrews feed to Bryant on the right. Oh, okay, could have fed to Watson, but... Yeah, she's got to move. She's got to move. Okay, there. Now she's going to drive into the key, feed out to Ellie Andrews for a left wing three. That also was nothing but net. Watson, however, come down with the rebound, fed to Bryant, who wasn't ready for it. And then coming up the court, I think they're going to call a foul on Annie Watson, which was debatable. We'll roll with it. Okay, yeah, they're finally calling it on Annie Watson. It'll be her first personal. So Westrand will go to the line. The Eagles are 2-4. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Hawks up 30-18. Westrand puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Lady Hawks 5-for-10. Eagles currently 2-for-5. Westrand also gets the Eagles to 500. 30-19, Lady Hawks. As Amy comes up the court, loses the dribble, going to be stolen by Carroll, then drives in. She lost the dribble onto the ground. Bryant wisely goes onto the deck, feeds Andrews, goes up court to Amy. She'll turn around, hesitate, pull up for three off the front of the rim. No good. Shaw will come down with a rebound with 19 seconds. We've got a jump ball. Bryant tying up Shaw. Heads up play by the junior. So we'll get the ball with 18 seconds to go in the half. Ellie Andrews will take it out baseline. Ellie to Niemeyer in the corner. She'll dribble to the top. Hand off to Watson. She'll pull up from 18 off the top of the board and then over the top. Out of bounds shot. 12.6 seconds to go. Lady Hawks by 11 with 12 seconds to go in the half. As Bryant shadowing Curtis comes up. Feed to Westrand at the top of the arc for a long two. That's an air ball. And again, the student faithful giving Westrand a bad time. And the Lady Hawks will have 3 seconds to get up the court in the face of a press. Feed to Charlie. Charlie quickly come up. 2 seconds. One. She's got to shoot. Gets it off. And it was a little bit too flat. And the first half comes to an end. And it's largely been Lady Hawks. They lead. Connell here in College Place, 30-19 at halftime. We'll be back with totals. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here in the Hawks Nest, and Lady Hawks up 30-19. They were trailing at one point 10-6, and then they went on an 11-0 run to open up a 17-6 lead, and they have been leading ever since. At halftime, they're up 30-19. Let's go ahead and have an unofficial scoring summary for starters. First for,
make some noise for Hugo.
The Cutout Lady Eagles, Charlotte Zimmer, Kaylee Shaw, each with 2 points. Abigail Morell with a three. And then Marley Curlett, Marley Curtis, Montserrat Tayabas Caro, and Bradley Klingler, pardon me, all with 4 points. For your Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 1 point from the line, Patricia Duran with 2 points. Lou Weaver in her first action of the season with 3 points, but she's not just contributing 3 points. We'll talk about her contributions in a little bit. Charlie Amick with 5 points, and Ellie Andrews and Emma Niemeyer both leading all scorers on the court with 6 points apiece. Story of the first half, well, really, it's a case in large part of Lou Weaver opening up the offense, and not so much necessarily in terms of actual scoring. What is happening is she is instantly drawing a double team. And in the process of drawing that double team, then the open shooter is available. Lady Hawks have 4 threes. Ayala Bryant and Ellie Andrews each with 2 threes. And some of that due in part to when Lou Weaver's on the court. She's forcing defenders to sag on her. And then the Lady Hawks are swinging the ball around to the open shooter. And we are subsequently sometimes being able to hit them. And it's not just Weaver's presence to some extent. I mean, in terms of like drawing additional defensive help. It's given something of a spark to the entire team. The passes are crisper. The ball handling is somewhat better, although Connell is also winless. So we are dealing with a somewhat weaker team, although this also is a team that lost to Cashmere only by 8 points. And you may recall last Saturday, Cashmere blew us off the favor, leading 41-9 after one half of the play. So, you know, commuted property says we're not going to do well against Connell, but clearly that's why they play the games on the court and not on paper. So what do the Lady Hawks need to do to succeed in the second half? Largely what they did in the first half. Not really turn the ball over much. In the first quarter, we did quite a bit of pressing. We forced Connell into a number of turnovers. If there is one fly in the ointment, we have allowed Connell. At one point, we were up 22-12. It was even 28-12. I can't remember, but it was something along those lines. And then Connell went on a 4-0 run. But I kid you not, in the course of those two possessions where they scored 4 points, they must have had somewhere between 8 and 10 offensive rebounds. It was... So that is the one thing we need to lock down on. We need to get better control of preventing Connell with second looks at the bucket. And if we can do that and continue to execute on offense and, frankly, defense, as we have up to this point, we should be fighting a three-point contest. And there's a gentleman out there wearing College Place gear, and he put up one of the flattest three-pointers I've ever seen. And we have the Weaver sisters here. Oh, my goodness. Nope. Yeah, got the original Weaver sister putting up an air ball. In fairness, we're going from half court here. And then the middle Weaver sister, boy, that also was short. Man, the Weaver sister's out of shape. And part of the reason Lou Weaver, I think, is not out there quite as long is because she's trying to work her way into game shape. But I'll tell you what, when she's on the court, she's looking fine. No problems. It is great to have her back. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll have the SCAC scoreboard and standings and the second half. When we return, as we're here at halftime, and the Lady Hawks looking for that first league win, and the first half makes it look good. They're leading Connell 30-19. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, getting ready to wrap up halftime. Lady Hawks leading 30-19. Take a look at the standings in the SCAC. Wapato at 5-0. Natchez Valley and Cashmere at 3-0. Zilla at 2-0. Royal at 1-1. High B at 1-3. College Place at 0-3. Then Connell and Waluke both at 0-4. And College Place looking to get to 1-3. And possibly work themselves. Would that be a tie with Kai B? In all likelihood, College Place would pull ahead of Kai B because another action in the SCAC tonight. Natchez Valley is at Cashmere. Royal is hosting Waluke, and the poor Lady Warriors are probably going to get blown out. And the Kai B Lady Bears are at Zilla. And then we would turn around and play Kai B tomorrow night at their place in Benton City. Tomorrow, Wapato was scheduled to go to Marysville to take on Tulalip Heritage, but that game I see has been canceled. Connell will go back home and host Lynn Ritzville Sprague tomorrow night. Cashmere will be at Royal, as mentioned, College Place will be at Kai B. And Zilla will be hosting Natchez Valley. Connell will have the ball to start the second half. And everyone's ready to go. And there's the clock. Now we're ready to go. So Caro will stand far sideline at the center stripe. There's the whistle, and she'll give in the backcourt to Curtis. Got the starting five out there as Carroll has the ball on the left wing. Almost has the ball stolen, but instead Curtis going to gather back in, then drive right baseline and manage to bank it home. Curtis, first bucket of the second half, cuts the Hawk lead to 9 at 30-21. Durand has the ball at the top, having taken it from Charlie Amick. She'll feed to Emma Niemeyer deep on the left wing. Emma with Klingler all over her to Bryant, to Durand on the right wing. And then we have an errant pass off of Emma Niemeyer. It's going to be gathered in by Klingler. She'll feed to Curtis with Bryant coming up behind her. Feed on the left wing to Carroll. She'll pull up for three. That's an air ball. And once again, the College Play student section punishing Caro for that. We wait for Bryant to tie her shoe. 7:16 to go in the third quarter. Lady Hawks up by 9, 30-21. As Bryant goes to Niemeyer, comes back to get it, and then feed to Andrews, comes up the court, going to be shadowed by Carroll. She'll then hand off to Emma. Emma dribbling to the top, still maintaining her dribble with Curtis coming out on her. Now she'll hand off to Andrews, wants to dribble to the top, getting cut off by Carroll. Charlie Amick on the right wing. Charlie to Ellie Andrews at the top, 10 seconds on the shot clock. She drives into the key, puts up a running scoop shot that's no good, but she earned her way to the line. Did Ellie Andrews. Having been fouled by Caro, that'll be her second personal. And so, oh, sorry, I said that was Ellie going to the line. That's Emma Niemeyer, who's 2 for 2 thus far. Lady Hawks 500 from the line so far. And, boy, Emma puts up a big rainbow shot that, if you can get it on the right side of the rim, is going to be a gimme, and she's been consistent at that tonight. 3 for 3 so far. Swirls that one in and out, no good, as Curtis will come down with the rebound. Lady Hawks by 10, 31-21. Curtis, she'll pull up for an NBA three. Oh, and managed to hit it. Curtis with her first Hank Warden, Edward Jones three of the game. Lady Hawk lead down to 7. 31-24 in transition. Charlie Amick got a little bit too quick under the bucket and couldn't finish. This Klingler will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed to Curtis. Curtis will bring it up. Yup! Intended pass for Carroll is going to be intercepted by Amick. She's going to come down the right wing and then has the ball slapped away by Curtis as she's pulled up. Carroll came up behind her and slapped it out of her hands. She'll feed back to Curtis on the right wing, down low to 2. Then to Klingler down low. Tries to put a spin move on Niemeyer, has to feed back out to Curtis on the right wing to, that was Knifton for an air ball, as Klingler will then take the rebound. She'll feed Zimmer. That put back is no good, but then Klingler is there for the offensive rebound and put back. And the Lady Hawk lead suddenly down to 5. They've led by as much as 16. As Amick comes up the court and Carroll pokes it out of bounds. With 24 on the shot clock, it'll still be College Place basketball, as Ellie Andrews will take it out in front of the cheer squad. And Connell coming out with a little bit of spirit here in the third quarter as Duran takes the inbound, dribbles in, feeds on the left wing to Niemeyer, now to Bryant, I think for a long 2. That's off the back of the rim, no good, but Niemeyer is there for the offensive rebound. That putback swirls off the back of the rim, no good, and then Bryant ties up Bradley Klingler. For the loose ball, we got a jump ball, possession arrow favoring College Place. Ayala Bryant with the hustle points this evening. So Amick will take it out baseline, feed to Andrews on the right corner. Now to Durand in the right wing, to Amick in the corner, wants to drive baseline. Instead, she's got to pull up her dribble, in trouble. Finally, she'll hand off to Niemeyer. Feed to Bryant, 16 on the shot clock to Ellie Andrews. Swing around to Niemeyer at the top. Niemeyer on the left wing to Duran, 10 on the shot clock. To Amick, drives into the key, goes up. Ball got partially blocked, out of bounds. 5:06 to go in the third quarter. Lady Hawks lead trimmed to 5. We lead 31-26. Lou Weaver will check in and spell Charlie Amick. So Carroll feed to Curtis. Curtis coming straight up the top, still maintaining, now cheats to the right, now wants to drive down, gets cut off by Bryant. Swing around to the top, lose the handle on her dribble, somehow managed to gather back in, and Bryant is all over her. Feed to Zimmer on the right wing, 14 on the shot clock. Zimmer drives in, got away with the travel. Wanted to feed Knifton, has the ball poked out of bounds by Durand. No, they're going to say that's off Connell. I'll take it. But Connell will press the inbound, get it in close to Lou Weaver. Goes up court to Durand, gets across the timeline. She'll now feed to Bryant, then in the corner to Andrews, who'll come around to the top. She'll pull up for 3. She got a good look and hit it! Ellie Andrews with her 3rd Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 of the game. As Curtis comes up the right wing, immediately gets triple teamed. She'll feed to Carroll. She'll pull up for 3 and hit. And Carroll answers with her own Hank Warden. Edward Jones, three. Her second of the game as Weaver takes the inbound. She then will drive up, drive past two. She wants to go all the way. Slices is through two. Makes her on offense. There's Lou Weaver. Coast to coast, the redhead. As Curtis will feed to Caro, then come up the right wing, feed to Knifton for a long three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Durand will come down with the rebound. She'll hand off to Bryant. The junior will walk it up, going to be met by Knifton. Now feed to Andrews, deep on the right wing with Klingler out on her. Feed to a driving Niemeyer, banks it home. Brought to you by Ellie Andrews in the and one. Oh, man, that was a sweet play. And that foul is on Caro. That is her third personal. So Emma Niemeyer, 3 for 4 from the line, will go to the line, and we got a line change. Westrand, Shaw, and Morrell will check in for Connell. Emma Niemeyer trying to get our lead back up to 10 with 3:40 to go in the third. We got Carly Ray and Grayson Tawn checking in. Tawn checks in for Durand as Niemeyer. The and one is off the back of the rim, no good. And Shaw will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Westrand, who will come up, feed to Curtis, deep on the right wing. Wants to drive past Grayson Taunt. She's got to put up a running shot that's no good. And tip rebound going to be brought down by Bryant. She'll feed to Weaver. Weaver up court to Taunt, drives into the key, has to pull back out, has the ball stolen by Caro. And Caro is going to have to pull back up. Now she's way up. Now feed to Morrell. Cross to Westrand on the left wing. Bryant all over. Man, Bryant's a harassing defender. As Westrand drives into the key, puts up a shot off the backboard, no good, and then loses her own rebound out of bounds. So Carly Ray will check in and spell Emma Niemeyer. And the Eagles will press. 3:01 to go in the third. Lady Hawks up by 9, 38-29. As Bryant feeds down close to Lou Weaver, getting double teamed, goes up court to Tawn, then up court to Ellie Andrews, pulls up for three. That's going to be off the front of the rim, no good. She went to get her own rebound and tripped and fell. And then coming up the court, somehow Curtis gets hold of the ball, feeds to Westrand, gets cut off by Weaver. Then the feed down low to Shaw, and Ellie Andrews is going to steal the ball. She'll then feed cross court to Bryant, who then comes up. She wants to drive in, puts up from about 12 off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, who wants it? Oh, shoot. They let it go out of bounds, and we had a chance to get it, but it was off of us. And while we wait for Curtis to tie up her shoe, now they're going to give the ball to Westrand, and the Lady Hawks will continue to press. Get it to Shaw, then to Westrand. Now bring it up with Bryant just all over her. As they're going to call a reaching foul on Ellie Andrews. That will be her first personal. And so Westrand will take it out in front of her coach, Derby Pink. 2:20 to go in the third. Hawks by 9. Inbound to Curtis. On the left wing to Caro, who then gets tied up and can't get the three. To Curtis at the top. So when you're on to Westrand on the right wing, she won't take the three, but Curtis at the top will. And manages to rattle it home. Curtis with her second. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. Lady Hawk lead back down to 6, 38-32. As Weaver, oh, shaking and baking, ends up going onto the deck. Edwards in, wants to feed Andrews. Andrews then wants to feed Ray, but then Curtis will step into the passing lane and steal the ball. She'll then come up, feed to Shaw, cross to Westrand, to Curtis on the right wing for three. Off the side of the rim, no good, and Bryant will come down with the rebound. She'll go up court to Tawn, then feed to Weaver, slices past Caro. She's going to go all the way, lay it up and in. Lou Weaver turning on the afterburners. 40-32, College Place, 1:30 to go in the third quarters. Caro will walk it up. She'll feed to Curtis, across the timeline, to Caro, deep on the right wing. Oh, down low to Shaw, got behind Carly Ray, and Shaw got the easy bucket, her first of the game. As Tawn, wanted to go up court to Ellie Andrews, and it's going to be stolen by Morrell. Then feed Curtis, down low to Carroll, banks it home on the left block. Look out. Suddenly, Hawks by 4 with 1 minute to go in the third, and Julie Hill wants to talk this over. 40-36 College Place. 1 minute to go in the third quarter, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
60 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lady Hawks led by 11 at halftime. They've led by as much as 16. It's been shaved to 4. As Connell came out in the third quarter with their hair kind of on fire. And the Eagles will press as Bryant will take it out baseline. She'll give in close to Lou Weaver, who has the ball stolen by Carroll. Can't get her shot off properly, and now the ball is going to end up going on the deck. Who wants it? And Curtis manages to. Oh, we got a timeout. As someone was about to travel, so with 52 seconds to go in the third quarter, we'll take another timeout with the Lady Hawks leading 40-36. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
52 seconds to go in the quarter, 24 seconds on the shot clock. Connell will inbound under the College Place bucket as Westrand gives on the left wing to I cannot see who. Launches a long two, ends up being no good, and Westrand ends up losing the ball out of bounds. So Connell will press the inbound, and we turned it over this last time. And goes up court to Bryant with Westrand all over her. And then wanted to feed up to Carly Ray. And then Carly got the ball and wanted to feed Grayson Tom. Feeds it directly to Morrell, who then feeds to Carroll. Carroll getting double team cuts out of it to Morrell, to Curtis. Wants to drive baseline, gets cut off by Bryant. Shot ends up being no good. And Weaver will come down with the rebound. She then comes up the court, dribbles through three. She's going to turn around and feed Duran down the baseline. She got shoved, but yeah, and to her credit, Morrell knew it and immediately tried to help pick Verduke and Durand up as Morrell just steam shoveled her. And she was trying to stop and just couldn't stop. It really wasn't Morrell's fault. I mean, it was, but it surely wasn't intentional. As Durand takes the inbound, she'll feed to Weaver at the top, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. As Carroll should be caught, and then, yeah, I was going to say, man, we're reaching like crazy. As Carol Welsh, that's her fourth personal. And that will bring Klingler up to spell Carol. And Lou Weaver will take it out right in front of Julie Hill's seat. Hill is up coaching. 12 seconds to go in the third. Lady Hawks by 4. To Bryant, to Weaver, give and go, goes up. Lane isn't quite strong enough, and Klingler will come down with the rebound. 6 seconds to go. Oh, up court to Shaw with Ton in pursuit, but Shaw is able to finish. And that will be the end of the third quarter, and it was largely all Connell. We've had a 16-point lead chiseled to 2. We'll be back for the fourth quarter with College Place clinging to a 2-point lead, 40-38. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Hawks held Connell to 19 points in the first half. Connell scored 19 points in the third quarter to shave what had been a 16-point lead for us down to 2 at 40-38, and the Eagles will inbound the ball as Klingler gives to Westrand in the backcourt. Westrand on the right wing to Curtis. Curtis wants to drive baseline, going to get cut off by Grayson Tong. Turn around feed to Westrand. Down low to Shaw. She goes up and manages to rattle it home. And we're tied. As Shaw now with 8 points. Emma Niemeyer is going to come up court. She'll feed to Bryant. And you can hear the fans behind me saying she walked. We get a lot of additional ref help here. As Bryant wants to drive in, she'll feed to Niemeyer. Drives into the key. Goes up against two. Puts up the front of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Feeds to Andrews. She'll pull back for three. That ends up being an air ball, and Klingler comes down with a rebound, loses it. It's going to be brought down by Niemeyer. Feed to Bryant. She'll turn around and go up, puts it up the front of the rim, no good. As Curtis will come down with the rebound, and then they're going to call a foul on Bryant coming up the court. They call that foul on Charlie Amick. She was not close to the play, but it's her first personal. As Knifton will check in. We are knotted at 40 as the Lady Hawks giving up a 16-point lead as Bryant intercepts the pass, and then immediately we get tied up for a jump ball with a possession arrow favoring, who is it? College Place. So Ellie Andrews will take it out right in front of Julie Hill with Morrell in her face. And she ends up going to Charlie Amick. She then drives into the key. Nope. And then she tried to pass across and got fouled, I believe, by Knifton. Yeah, Knifton will pick up her third personal. And so Andrews will take it out baseline. 7:07 to go in the game. It's a brand new ball game. We're not at 40. As end up going to Bryant, who then turns around, puts up from about 12. That shot is no good, and our shooting come ice cold. As Westrand will come up, feed to Curtis, then cross to Morrell. Swing down to, that was Knifton for a long three. That ends up being an air ball, and then we lose the ball out of bounds. Although Bryant lost the ball out of bounds while getting pancaked by Westrand, but of course there's no call. So Westrand will take it out at the end of her bench. Down low to Shaw, and then they'll call a reaching foul on Emma Niemeyer. That'll be her first person. Yeah. As Westrand will take it out baseline. And Carly Ray will check in and spell Emma Niemeyer. So Westrand now will take it out. And down low to Shaw. One look, puts it off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound going to be tracked down by Durant. Goes up court to Ray. Feeds cross court to Bryant. Hawks do a good job of taking care of the ball there as Bryant then comes driving up. And, man, has the ball stripped by Morrell. Got it back in. Feeds to Duran for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. But Andrews is there for the offensive rebound. That put back is no good. Long rebound going to be tracked down by Curtis. Curtis driving down. And they're going to call, I believe they're going to call a blocking foul on Charlie Amick. Yeah, because Charlie wasn't set, yep, and went down, and she'll pick up her second personal. But they're going to say that's on the floor as Carroll, with four fouls, will check back in for Connell and spell Knifton. So Westrand will take it out baseline. 6:23 to go in the game. We're knotted at 40. Now the team scoring much. We get it down low to Shaw. Shots off the back of the rim, no good. We should have an over-the-back foul. Yeah. Shaw was going over Carly Ray's back. As Shaw picks up her first personal. And so the Eagles will press. And Lady Hawks been having trouble with this recently. As Bryant, taking it out baseline, gives to Charlie Amick. Feeds back to Bryant. Bryant now up court to Ellie Andrews, who'll take it across the timeline. We go 3-on-2. Now Ellie will pull up. She'll pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Man, that was a good-looking shot. Just wasn't quite enough mustard on it. And then coming up the court, they're going to call Ellie for a foul on Curtis. Sorry, fouling Curtis on Curtis's way up the court. And that is Ellie's second person. That was our, they're going to be shooting after this as Morrell takes the inbounds in the left wing. Now to Curtis, wants to drive baseline, goes up, puts up a wild running hoop shot that had no prayer, but they're going to say she got fouled. And they're going to say that foul's on Carly Ray, which is her first personal, so Curtis will go to the line, and this will be her first trip. The Eagles are 3-for-6. They did not go to the line in the third quarter. And Curtis swirls that one in and out, no good. We have had one bucket here in the fourth quarter. Lady Hawks have not scored. 5:57 to go in the game. Curtis hits that to give Connell their first lead since the first quarter. Carly Ray way up court to Charlie Amick, got behind everybody, and her lay-in is too strong. But she ends up, nope, she doesn't get her own rebound. We end up losing the ball out of bounds. Man, that is a gift-wrapped opportunity. You've got to put those away as Zimmer will check in for Morrell. 5:50 to go in the game. Lady Hawks now trail by one, 41-40. Carroll has the ball deep in the backcourt. She wants to drive past Bryant, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Bryant. Suddenly, they're calling things a bit closer. As Bryant will pick up her second personal, and I believe that's going to put Carroll to the line. It will. She is 1-for-2. Carroll. One dribble, spin it, then three dribbles, then hunkers, and finally fires. And perhaps you can tell from the student section, she got nothing. No rim, no net, no nothing. That's what she did the first time up. Second time up, she went and hit the second. One dribble and fire, and she hits that. So who knows? 42-40 as Andrews got behind Carroll. And has the ball stripped coming up the court, but Andrews gathers it back in. So now feed to Bryant. Bryant on the left wing to Carly Ray. Ray, one dribble, feed to Amick. Charlie now drives into the key. Got to pull back out, feed to Duran. Wants to drive in, feed to Andrews in the left corner. 10 on the shot clock. She'll pull for a contested three off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound tracked down by Bryant. And feed to Andrews. Feed then to Duran. Now across to Charlie. Fakes the three. Drives baseline. They're going to say she got fouled. Emma Niemeyer getting ready to check in. Ooh, that foul's on Tyabas Caro. She has fouled out. Caro will foul out with 10 points. Two threes. And then two from the field and then two free throws. 42-40. Connell, 5:14 to go in the game, but Kyobas Carroll fouled out. And then we get the inbounds from Charlie Amick to Emma Niemeyer. And we nod it back at 42. As then Bryant ends up tying up Klingler for the inbound. And Bryant almost got it from her, but then lost it out of bounds. As Lou Weaver now will check in. She'll spell Duran. With 5 minutes to go in the fourth in the game, might be interesting to see if Lou just stays out there. She steals the inbounds. Feeds to Grayson Ton. Feed to Amick. Fakes the three. Kicks out to Niemeyer. Drives in. Pulls up from 12. God, rattles in and out. No good. Westrand will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed Curtis, who will bring it up. We're knotted at 42. Left wing Zimmer pulls up for a long two. Swirls in and out, up and down, and drops. Zimmer with her second bucket of the game. Gives him a two-point lead as Weaver then comes up, feeds low to Niemeyer, down low to, oh, lost the ball out of bounds. Grayson Ton could not handle a Niemeyer pass. 4:33 to go in the game. Lady Hawks going to press, trailing by two. Inbound to Curtis. Curtis up court to Westrand, who has to struggle to get it. Now feed to Zimmer, who then bounced. Shot is no good. Slams into Charlie Amick. How there's no foul, I don't know. Then the scramble for the rebound is going to be lost by College Place. So Connell will get the ball again. 4:24 to go in the game. We trail 44-42. Get the ball down low to Shaw. Goes up against Niemeyer. Hangs on the rim. No good. Bryant will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed Weaver. Weaver slice, and she gets fouled coming up the court. On Westrand, I think. Nope, they're saying that foul's on Shaw. That'll be her second personal. So Lou Weaver will take it out. Nope. Yeah, Lou Weaver will take it out in front of Connell coach Darby Pink. She'll feed to Charlie in the backcourt. Amick will now come up trying to shed Klingler. Drives in, feeds to Niemeyer. Drives into the keep, pulls up from 12. Long rainbow shot, swirls in and out, no good, and Klingler's there for the rebound. Man, lid on the bucket for us. The buckets that were dropping in the first half, not dropping here in the second. Westrand pulls up for a long two, barely off the front of the rim, no good. Shaw comes down with a rebound, feeds Klingler. Oh, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Ayala Bryant, and that looked everything like a jump ball to me. Bryant will pick up her third personal, and Klingler will go to the line. This is her first trip to the charity stripe. Swirls that one in and out, and down it goes. Giving Connell a three-point lead. Their largest lead was four. College Place led by as much as 16 at one point. Klingler's second free throw in and out, no good. And then scramble for the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. There was an over-the-back foul not called. And Westrand will take it out for the Eagles. I'd mentioned offensive rebounds during halftime, and they're coming back to haunt us. And going to feed to Klingler. Now to Curtis at the top for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. As Weaver will track down the long rebound. She'll then feed to Bryant. Bryant will muscle it up. Going to feed to Amick. Then feed at the top to Weaver. She'll pull up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. As Klingler, nope, Weaver's going to chase down her own rebound. She then dribbles into the key. Ball ends up going onto the deck. Going to feed to Taunt. To Bryant. Swing around to Amick. Charlie can't get the three off. Now wants to drive baseline. Goes up against Curtis. Goes up and gets fouled. Nice move to the bucket by Charlie Amick. And she's going to go to the line. That foul is going to be on Curtis. That'll be her third personal. So Charlie Amick to the line. She's one for two. Lady Hawks trail by three, 45-42. Charlie, quick honker and fire. Puts it off the back of the rim. No good. 3:23 to go in the game. And the Eagles have come all the way back. Lady Hawks would hate to lose this as Charlie's second free throw's off the back of the rim. And Curtis comes down with a rebound for Connell. Curtis to Westrand, deep on the right wing. Westrand, one dribble to Zimmer at the top of the key. Feed to Klingler, wants to drive baseline, does, puts it up for about eight and hits. Klingler with 8, 9 points now, as then wanting to come up. Westrand pokes at Lou Weaver, who's a little bit slow to get up. As Bryant will take it out baseline. And Connell now leading by five, 47-42. Bryant, down low to Weaver, quickly brings it up. We got a three-on-one fast break, and she's going to pass off to Grayson Ton, whose lay-in is too strong. We cannot buy a bucket. As Lou Weaver ties up Westrand for the jump ball, but it's going to be Connell's basketball. Ice cold shooting in the second half, among other things. As Curtis has the ball, shouted by Amick, and then, and we're going to call a charge! They're going to say Curtis shoved Charlie Amick to the deck, and Charlie's a little slow getting up. Curtis picks up her fourth personal. So the Lady Hawks would do well to go against Curtis and try and make her foul out. Caro has already fouled out for Connell. And they're running low on bodies on the Connell bench. As Amick will take it out between the bench and the scorer's table. She'll feed to Weaver. Weaver on the right wing, Devin Niemeyer. Niemeyer with Zimmer on her. Just flat out lost the ball. I don't know what happened there. And Connell gathers it in. Up court to Westrand. Down low to Shaw. Almost threw the ball away. Feed to Zimmer. Pull up from 12. And hits it. Zimmer now with 6 points. And it's a 7-point Connell lead with 2:23 to go in the game. And Julie Hill wants to talk things over. Connell 49, College Place 42. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Story of the second half of the Lady Hawks is ice cold shooting, and we only get one look at the bucket, whereas Connell keeps getting offensive rebounds. Connell, their largest lead of the game at 7 at 49-42, 2:23 to go in the game. As Weaver will take the inbounds, ends up losing her dribble. And oh, she got away with a double dribble. Wants to go down low to Grayson Tawn, who has to sky up to get it, and then she goes on the deck and loses the ball. As Curtis, with four fouls, goes up court to Zimmer, who lays it in the left bank. Zimmer now with 8 points, and it's a 9-point Connell lead. Amick takes the up court pass from Andrews, dribbles into the right corner. Now she'll feed to Weaver. Weaver, shaking and baking, and ends up losing her dribble, picked up by Zimmer, 2-on-1 fast break. Then goes up court to Klinger. Goes up against Bryant. Bank shot is no good. Scramble for the rebound. We got a foul. And the foul is going to be on Connell. And I don't know if you can tell from the state of my mic, but you can tell the Connell faithful are not fond of that call. And we're going to be shooting fouls. And that foul's going to be on Zimmer, and that'll be her second personal. So I believe Charlie Hannick's going to go to the line. Unfortunately, Charlie's only 1-for-4 so far tonight.
At the line, Charlie Hannick.
Poor Charlie. I'm going to keep pronouncing her last name wrong. Charlie, one dribble. Puts that off the back of the rim. No good. But you can Duran to check in, and she will spell Grace Lantan. Charlie, one dribble, hunkers, puts that off the back of the rim, no good, as Curtis will come down with a rebound. Shouted by Bertuk and Duran. Curtis now wants to drive right, slices between, man, they're going to call a blocking foul on that? Questionable. I think they're going to call a foul on Charlie Amick. They will. That'll be Charlie's third personal. And so now we're going to be just shooting fouls. Lady Hawks trail by 9, 51-42. They got outscored 19-10 in the third quarter. And here on the fourth, as Curtis misses the first two, we're getting outscored 13-2. So the second half's been all Connell, as Curtis's second free throw is also off the front of the rim. But Shaw's there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. But she, again, gets the offensive rebound put back. Offensive rebound's killing us. As we now trail by 11 with 1:18 to go in the game. Blue Weaver fakes the three, feeds to Bryant, feeds to Andrews. She'll pull up for three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Those shots were dropping as Westram will come down with the rebound, and they're going to say got fouled from behind. They're going to say got fouled by Ella Bryant. That is her fourth personal. And so we're going to be shooting fouls again. Frustrating for the Lady Hawks. Up by 16 at one point, up by 11 at halftime. And then it's been a different game in the second half as Riss and Ton will come in and probably spell Ayala Bryant. Yep. All right. So Westrand will go to the line for two, and she's 0 for 2 so far tonight. And puts that one off the back of the rim, no good. So frustrating. We played so well in the first half, and then things just went cold for us in the second. Westrand's second free throw is good, making her 1 for 4. But worse, a 12-point Connell lead. And we are coming up on 60 seconds to go in the game as Duran wanted to go down low to Grayson Ton, goes up, kicks it out to Charlie Amon, can't get the three off, wants to drive baseline, does go up, puts it off the side of the rim, no good, but they're going to say she got fouled by Shaw. Shaw picks up her third personal, and Charlie will go to the line again. Problem is Charlie's 1 for 6. And it looks like the Lady Hawks is going to go. Although Charlie hits the first. It's still an 11-point Connell lead with 53 seconds to go. Amick quickly, one dribble, puts it up, and rattles that one home. And we're going to have a timeout with 53 seconds to go. And the Lady Hawks trailing by 10, 54-44. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good. KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks press the inbounds, but Westrand is able to get it up. Then feeds, I don't know who that was, Shaw for a shot that ends up being no good. Klingler comes down with the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. And Lou Weaver will come down with the rebound. She comes up the right wing under 30 seconds to go, pulls up for three. Swirls in and out, no good. As Curtis will come down with the rebound. I believe she got fouled by Grayson Ton. Yeah, that will be Ton's fourth personal. And Curtis will go to the line. She is 1 for 4 so far tonight. Not a team covering themselves in glory from the charity stripe. As Annie Watson getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks. And the Lady Hawks are going to go to 2 and 4. Connell's going to get their first league win. Happened on our court. Most frustrating is Curtis hits the first. And so Watson will check in and spell Lou Weaver. As Julie Hills, that's the signal she's throwing in the towel. As Curtis's second free throw is also good. And Amick will bring it up, crossing the timeline. Feed to Durand in the corner. At the top, Ellie Andrews. Andrews to Amick, to Durand in the corner. She'll pull up for three. That's up the front of the rim, no good. And Zimmer will come down with a rebound. Feed to Curtis, up court to Klingler, got behind everybody, and she's able to lay it up and in. Klingler now with 11 points, and that will do it. As the Lady Hawks had a horrific second half, as Connell comes all the way back and beats the Lady Hawks by 14, 58-44. We'll do the totals and what's coming up next for the Lady Hawks. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Well, that was a tale of two halves for your Lady Hawks. Up at one point by 16 points, 28-12 in the first half. Led 30-19 at halftime, but then Connell came all the way back and then some. To beat the Lady Hawks 58-44. We were outscored, what is that, 39-14 in the second half. Here's your unofficial scoring statistics for Connell. Let's see, what do we have here? Charlotte Zimmer with 8 points. We have Kaylee Shaw and Montserrat Tayobas-Caro each with 10 points. Bradley Klingler with 11 points. Yeah. And it's going to be Marley Curtis, their 5'8 sophomore guard, leading all scorers on the court with 15 points. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 1 point, Bertukin Duran with 2 points. And we've got Charlie Amick, Lou Weaver, Ayala Bryant, all with 7 points. Ellie Andrews with 9 points. And Emma Niemeyer, leading all Lady Hawks scorers on the court with 11 points. The Lady Hawks going to still looking for that first league win. They're going to go to 0-4, 2-4 on the season. Connell going to go to 3-5 and 1-4 in league, with the Lady Hawks still with one more chance to get that league win before the Christmas break starts. We're going to travel to Benton City tomorrow and tip off at 3:45 against the Kybee Lady Bears. We will see you then. Once again, your final here from the Hawks Nest, Connell 58, College Place 44. Your next broadcast tomorrow, 3:45 from Benton City. But as they say, don't touch that dial, as we have the men coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.